Scuttlebox special edition, I guess you could say, as it is Wednesday, day before Bucks Eagles. Of course, another quick turnaround, but for good reasons. We were in a good mood on Monday, as we discussed the Buccaneers, and I think we're in a good mood again today because, you know, I got to tell you, Tom, fully vetting where the Bucks were at this point, and you and I having the conversation. It's interesting where this turned nationally. It's happened in the last 2 days as well about Tom Brady and the season he's having. It says, if all of a sudden, in the midst of all this talking about how well Josh Allen and others are playing, somebody went, anybody look at these Brady numbers? Because I've heard it on every national show that covers the NFL in the last 24, 48 hours, sort of the fallback, oh yeah, while we're talking about Kyler Murray, while we're talking about Josh Allen, take a look at what Tom Brady's doing. I think people are sick of the Bucs already. They're sick of Tom Brady. That's an annual thing. But it's kind of cool as people begin to look at those numbers. You know what happened. They looked at the advanced metrics. They looked at total numbers, your classic statistics, total offense and all that. And then every time they did it while trying to make the case for those other guys, they saw another name. They kept going, damn it.
Well, maybe that's how they happened. Or maybe they just listened to the Scuttlebox every Monday, man. And they said, you know what? Those guys are right.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Maybe he is the MVP.
My goodness, another great point.
Oh, man. They could have. But the bottom line is, it did come up this week. And for that, I was excited and happy. And it made me smile once again because, I think the Bucs are going to put up big numbers for the foreseeable future here. This is an offense that we've spoken about at length is being fairly difficult to slow down. And two, the schedule does play nicely here. It is fascinating that we're at a stretch and that the Bucs have become the kind of franchise, if you think back to when we started the Scuttlebucks, Tom, that the Bucs are now the kind of franchise where you can ho-hum your way through patches and stretches of a schedule. We're kind of just like, they'll probably win the next four games. And you don't sound arrogant. You're just kind of like, if they show up, they will.
Heady times, man. It's just a heady existence. I don't even know back in 2002 we could do that because you didn't know if the offense was going to consistently show up. So you couldn't assume 24 points in a given week back in those days. Even though we thought we were going to win because the defense might score themselves. And if we put together a couple of touchdowns and maybe a field goal or two, that should be enough. It's not the same thing as watching this group. This group's ridiculous. I thought more about the Buffalo game on December 12th or whatever it is this week than I did the Philadelphia game because I'm looking ahead on the schedule. It's a nice place to be.
Wow, that is December the 12th when the Bucks play
See,
Buffalo.
See, I knew the date because I'm thinking about it all the time.
That is week 14, Tom. Right. You're thinking about week 14 football games.
Because it's going to be fun. I'm just looking for the fun matchups. And it's not that I'm not having fun watching the Bucks pummel opponents week in and week out. And I didn't have fun watching them on Sunday, because I did. I had a lot of fun watching them on Sunday.
Oh, sure.
But if you're looking for the grand empire-building measuring stick games, only a few stand out between now and the end of the season. And the Buffalo game is number one on that list. It's not even close.
The games, in order, starting with tomorrow at 8:20, Philadelphia, followed by Chicago. I know we lost to the Bears last year, but that was before the Bucs were a fully realized offense. And I don't think Brady's ever going to have another situation in which he forgets how many downs have been played. But followed by the Saints.
He didn't forget how to win a Super Bowl after that.
No, that's true. The Saints, followed by the bye. Washington, followed by the Giants, followed by the Colts, who I don't know if they're going to care to play. Followed by the Falcons, who just aren't good. Followed by the Bills.
There it is. Yep. See?
Wow.
That's how I got there.
You know, we do this all the time. The schedule comes out. You can't make certain assumptions. It's almost foolish to do so. Every year there's a team that we've seen go 5-11 the year before, and they end up going 10-6 the next year, something like that. So you see a reversal of fortunes. It's a salary cap league. You're usually a couple players away from turning your record around, most notably a quarterback. But teams do turn things around. But I got to tell you, and I didn't mean to do this on this shortened version of the Scuttlebucks here before the game, but we got to talking about this, and I'm looking at this schedule, Tom. I mean,
yeah, you're looking at a mega winning streak,
football's football, and we've had injuries and things happen. I get it, and also upsets occur, and desperate teams show up with different motivations. I know all that's true, but Tom, so I saw a stat today, and I'm paraphrasing but it's applicable to where my mind's at right now with this Bucks schedule. The stat was that the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that's, yeah, here it is. Here it is. This is a crazy stat. Have been favored. They were favored last night in 282 of their last 286 games.
That's absurd.
Think about
that. It's baseball.
It's baseball.
You're going to go against another ace at some point.
They have been favored because that is a lineup that goes for ages. 282 of their last 286 games, they've been favored. That, I mean, yeah, that's the dumbest thing in the world.
That is so dumb because you know how the schedules work in baseball. The off days aren't all uniform.
Right.
So you're going to have your five against somebody else's one.
Yeah. That's and how apparently deep their lineup is.
That is only strong enough in four cases in the last 286.
That's correct. And so I heard that stat, and I thought, I want to hear this. I want to scream it from the mountaintops. People need to hear that stat. It's crazy. I mean, I like to gamble, and so obviously I hear things like that or I read things like that because I'm reading the classic publications that help you make some decisions for the weekend action. But the Bucks, let's bring it back home here. Obviously, were favorites, have been favorites in all. They were not favorites against the Rams. So, right? Didn't it switch?
I think the Rams were the
favorite. I think the Rams eventually became the favorite?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Because the Bucks
I was in Whistling Straits. I don't remember.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, Ryder Cup fun. Where the United States was definitely favored to win.
Yeah, we were favored.
And ran away with it. Yeah. No, so the Bucks were definitely favored over New England. Obviously, big favorites over Miami and covered. Favorites tomorrow against the Eagles. They will be favorites against the Bears, the Saints, Washington, the Giants, Indianapolis,
the Bills
Atlanta.
Game's at home.
Bills game is at home.
You got two matchups with Carolina in the last 3 weeks, and who knows what they'll be at that point. Yeah, so we'll be favorites. If we weren't in the Rams game, we'll be in favorites of 16 of our 17 games
that
this
is,
season.
It's really kind of strange to think about that. It's fun to think about that, but I just... Point is, I even think by the time we get to that Bills game, again, health is a big question here. The Bucks will probably be favored in that game.
Oh, that's what I'm counting it as one of those. Like the one that might not be is the Rams game.
Got any fear for this Eagles game? We should probably talk about it before we say goodbye, before I tell everybody to go to Bill Curry Ford. I mean, is there like, do you have any concerns?
Oh, all that said, you know, favorites doesn't guarantee
success. No, you got to win the game. You got to play.
All the time in the NFL, sure. We're going, what the hell? Like, I know that New England ended up winning last week, but Houston, what the hell is that?
They tried to scare me. Yeah, that
yeah I know. Yeah, you might have had some interest in that game.
What are we doing there?
Well, if you think about the last couple of seasons and the total resume that is the Tom Brady Buccaneers era, primetime football really hasn't been our strength. The Giants game on the road last year, the Bears game, hell, the Patriots game this year. I mean, these are all outmatched teams when you're looking roster for roster. And what would concern me most about the Philadelphia challenge is our defensive ends love to crash at the quarterback with reckless abandon.
Yeah, they do.
And Jalen Hurts, he'll beat your ass, you know, for a couple of drives until you come out of that. He'll break the pocket and he'll make some plays in the perimeter, or he'll just run up the sideline for 20 or 25 yards. Next thing you know, at minimum, field position has flipped. So there are some reasons for concern for me for this game, and it also is an extension of Sunday's game. Now, we answered the bell on Sunday of being professional, going out there and earning a victory. But again, you've got a banged-up football club against a desperate group in Philadelphia that might believe a little bit more because they rallied to beat Carolina this weekend, a team they should never beat. So, you know, there are some mixed things. Also, you're playing up there. If you look at the trends, we're not that great in primetime. So if we're a little sloppy and Jalen Hurts has a big night, then who knows?
I mean,
could be interesting.
It could be. If they play hard and they play smart, the Bucs are going to win the game going away. The Eagles secondary is not great, and it's not going to be great against this abundance of riches at wide receiver and tight end. By the way, it's worth noting, I think one of the things I'm most excited to see in this game is last week five, O.J. Howard surpassed Cam Brate in snaps. For the first time this year, 44 snaps and 28 snaps. Now, he only caught two passes for 19 yards, and I know they laud him for his blocking. I need him to be a weapon. They're going to get Gronk back, not for this game, but they do believe he'll play against the Bears, if you're wondering that, just to give you the latest in the injury report. I do believe that if you need to hold Gronk back for the Bears game, then do it. I mean, I do not rush him back. The Bucs can win these games without having Gronk. It certainly helps, but he needs to be right for the second half of the season.
He does. Well, what gets interesting is, and it's not the time for the conversation now, but I'll tease it that it's upcoming. Let's say you take care of business for the next 3 weeks, and you do what you're supposed to do, which is beat the Eagles, the Bears, and then the Saints, I think, are the next opponent after that. You beat those three teams. Now you're heading into the bye, and you're thinking about the number one seed in the NFC. That's where I would say, all right, it might be time to play, guys. You know, if they're 50-50, we've got to beat the Rams outright in the standings because they beat us head-to-head. So that's how you go get the bye week. Did you know that on Super Wild Card Weekend this year, there is now a Monday Night Football game? That was just announced today on Wednesday.
Wow.
That ESPN secured the rights to a Monday Night Super Wild Card Weekend. Who wants the short week in the playoffs?
Right.
That, I mean, I know that it happened already, that some teams would play on a Sunday in the wild card round, play on Saturday.
Yeah,
who wants that noise? Like, I don't. So now when I saw that, I was like, hey, there's only one bye in the conference. We're going to have to get to a place where let's secure that bye, make sure that we're not one of those groups that would be playing on short rest week after week. I would think the NFL would take care of the Buccaneers and Tom Brady.
It's their crown jewel product
right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to leave it up to Goodell. I don't want to leave it up to him. So that's a conversation for the future. As it stands now, you take care of business. But that's where I'm starting to look at the long game. It starts with a win tomorrow night where you clock in. If you look at the advanced metrics, one of our colleagues up here in Tallahassee on our daytime show, Matthew, is a huge Eagles fan. And Pro Football Focus says the Eagles suck at stopping the run and they suck in coverage. So I asked him, is that right?
It's a really difficult thing when you look up your favorite team and two aspects of defense that are of vital importance you are said to suck at.
So I asked him. He's watched a ton of snaps this year. He says, run defense, that might be a little unfair, but in coverage, we don't have any chance. Okay, so Brady, you and your busted thumb, go up to Philly, throw for 350, and let's go.
Let's go. That's right. Bill Curry Ford, go see General Manager Sean Sullivan. He loves you. He loves you dearly. He wants to talk about the Bucks with you. He wants you to spend hours of his time talking about the Bucks with him. That's how much he loves you. And, oh, by the way, you're able to do that only if, of course, you buy two vehicles. Two vehicles at the same time. Go ahead, spend your life savings on two brand-new trucks. They're incredible trucks at that. Get you some. And talk to Sean Sullivan. BillCurryFord.com, the website. See, obviously, I'm being facetious. You don't have to walk out with two trucks. You can just buy one. Get a new lease. You can check out the new inventory. You can talk Buccaneers football with Sean Sullivan. You can do all those things. BillCurryFord.com. Of course, right there, what is it, a mile from the stadium?
Just north. Yep.
Not just that, but Buccaneers players and coaches frequently go in there and buy vehicles. So why shouldn't you? Are you too good for Bill Curry Ford? I don't think so. BillCurryFord.com.
Okay. So there's some facetiousness in there. But I think we can honestly say, for a group that helped and sponsored us while the Bucks were going 5-11,
yeah,
you know, this is it's a group that's invested in Tampa. They're invested in Tampa sports, no matter if it's win or lose.
Have been forever.
So give them the payoff that we're all getting as fans. You know, support them now. They've been around. Don't go
60
to that
years.
Don't go to that freaking dealership that has a billboard up outside of Raymond James right now because it's convenient. Those guys are front runners. You're a true Bucks fan. If you've been listening to the Scuttlebuck since the beginning, you know we've been through some things, man. We've seen some things. We've been on the other side of Thursday night football conversations where we're like, well, we hope they're not motivated this week.
Have you, by the way, obviously we're both picking the Bucks. We're not breaking this game down, guys.
I did.
I mean, you kind of did.
You're breaking the pocket. That's the key. I mean, really, when you're this good, there's usually only one or two keys on the other side that can really foil you.
Bradley Pinion, congratulations on Special Teams Player of the Week. Congratulations. Tom Brady's really coming into his own. He won Offensive Player of the Week. He was co-Offensive Player of the Week. This guy, it's amazing. Let's see where he goes from here.
I think it's worth maybe on the longer version next Monday of the Scuttlebucks to take a look at his numbers on Pro Football Reference and weigh them against his previous seasons. I get that in 2005, the passing game, you know, the rules weren't weighted the way that they are now. But it's not just that he has weapons. I mean, if you look at the efficiency metrics, they're off the freaking chart, and it's not all dink and dunk that we've got guys who can make you miss and go for 50 yards.
No.
Antonio did that, but it's down the field throws. In a way that his yards per attempt, his efficiency on deep throws, those things are through the roof compared to what they used to be.
The Dolphins are a team that if you're looking for awards, you can find them. Mike Edwards got a defensive honor this week because of the two picks. Bradley Pinion, Tom Brady, really anybody who played in the game did quite well against the Dolphins.
But the crazy thing is they looked motivated for more than a half of football.
That was crazy,
Sunday,
is right.
And that's a good coverage unit. That really is.
6,011 yards Tom Brady on pace for. What's he need? Let's do the math to make sure he keeps up with that pace to throw for over 6,000 yards this year and 51 touchdowns. Let's keep it rolling. It's just kind of absurd. We get to the halfway point and start talking about these things. Our thanks to Bill Curry Ford. Our thanks to you. Enjoy the Bucks tomorrow night. And thanks for listening to the Scuttlebucks. We'll be back with you on Monday to digest it all, and we'll get you those new numbers. Maybe you'll be on pace to throw for 6,111 yards. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Up the ante even more.
6,622.
Yeah. For Tom Wang, I'm Jeff Cameron. Thanks for listening, everybody.